night. Y'all ready? Woo! Been waiting a long time. Please welcome the birthday boy, 70th birthday concert, Al Kooper. Make him up.
Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I've had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears don't become. Just one kiss, now the hurt's all gone. Just one smile to make my life worth living. A little dream to build my world upon. I wish I could say all the things that I got to say. How I wish you could see what's in my for much now, baby. But look, a smile, no attention. I'm trying to forget. Oh, the Lord knows I'm crying, but it's hard to forget, girl, when you're. Just one smile, pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, now the hurt's all gone. Just one smile to make my life worth living. A little dream to build my world upon.
Thank you. The truth of the matter is, my birthday was February 5th. But in the last few years, I would go play a B.B. King's club in New York the week of my birthday. But each year, it became harder and harder to play there because, you know, the weather's changing. And Al Gore was right. And like last year, there was a really bad blizzard, and I got stuck in New York for 3 days after the gig, and after I paid the hotel bill, I didn't make any money. So I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So pick a you know, like May, middle of May would be good, I think. So we did that last night. We played B.B. King's. There was a, you know, like a flooding rain. You can't beat it. But definitely not in February anymore. I'm not doing that. So I like to come out in the beginning and play songs that people ask for that I really don't play with the band. But people still ask for it. So that's what I'm doing out here. No, not now. I mean, just generally when people ask for it. Stand alone. but it made me change my mind. I'm
thank you.
trials we made were long made. She had a woman's touch, a young girl's eyes, and seconds flat on was proselytized. Turned around and made the field. Sweet love. Thank you. Supposed to be. Oh, I lost my whole point of reference. Whoa. Reference. This is a, like the last song, this is a few songs in one, but it does have a good payoff. Hold on, I got all my sleeves up here. Everybody doing okay tonight? We got all kinds of music. Okay then.
Thank you.
from crying song time. Is that funny? Well, I hope it's not funny, actually. I hope it's poignant. We're working this song out, and there was nothing for me to play on it. So I said, well, we could do it after this one we just did, and I'll just sit in the chair. So that's what we're going to do. And it's pretty funny when you consider the first line of the song, which you'll hear very soon. Okay. Oh, let me count it. Let me count it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Controls. Why can't they put this on an iPhone? Oh. No, you're wrong about that. You can read me. You can't hear me, though. So takes a lot to satisfy you, doesn't it? I had to censor the next one. Let me put it to you like this.
Thank you.
guitar. In case you don't know, this is my band called the Funky Faculty. And in addition to Bob Dino Dozema, we have Jeff Stout on trumpet. Brian Lowry on saxophone and flute. Jesse Williams on bass. And sitting in with us tonight, Murray Weinstock on piano. And pounding on the drums is the sheriff. Now, this is a song that I wrote that was very influenced by the Rolling Stones. And we used to play You Can't Always Get What You Want. And I love singing that. And I said, well, I'm gonna write myself a song in the same key, and so I have my own song, and I don't have to sing their song. But I mean, but it'll be very Rolling Stones-ish, except that I wrote it. So we're gonna play that for you now. One, two, three, four, five, six. Thank you. they say in the movies. But in real life, they never play it out that way. So here I am with no one I can hold on to. We're gonna some jerk what a town that control my fate. If I can make love to a man in the world, you know I never look back. Oh, but I can't get next to you. My hands are tied, baby. You don't know how hard I try. But I can't get next to you. This is an old blues song that I always really liked, and I kind of wanted to do my own thing with it, but it's hard because it has so many great signature things in it, so I just tried to work around them and still keep them in there, and I think I recorded it. So one time or another. But this is a little more modern version of the recording. That's called I Wish You Would.
Thank you.
First time was playing with Bob Dylan on Highway 61, and the second time was on the Super Session album. Same song, different arrangement. So here's the third arrangement. And actually, I'll tell you, if it's, I see there's a lot of people listening, and unless they have iPhones. This was, I got the idea for the arrangement for this from Bob Dylan's recording of Carina, Carina. Anybody know that? Yeah. So this is like the arrangement of Carina, Carina, but the other song. Okay? You with me?
Yeah.
you like that?
Yeah!
I'm just kidding. Now we're going to go back to 1966. And this is a song that I wrote for the bass player in the blues project, Andy Kohlberg, because he asked me to write a song for him so he could play flute in the blues project on a song. And so I wrote this, and we had a really good time playing this, and then a few years ago, the Beastie Boys sampled it. It was really weird, but extremely profitable. Actually, if we have a minute, which I think we do, I'll tell you a quick story about that. My lawyer called me and said, now first of all, when people started sampling other people's music and putting it on, you know, rap records, at first they just did it. They didn't ask permission, they didn't pay anybody for it, they just did it, and it went on for quite a while like that. So when the Beastie Boys decided that they would be the first people to pay for sampling, and they fixed the price. It wasn't so much, but at least it was an effort in paying people. So my lawyer knew the manager of the Beastie Boys, and so he called up my lawyer and he said, "We want to use Al's song, but the and you know, we made an offer to sample it, and the publisher turned it down. They won't do it, and we only have a few days left, and we really want it to be on the album." So my lawyer told me this, so I called up the publisher, and which is a woman that I've known for many years, and I said, "What's up? These people are making an effort to pay for it." I said, "All these other people have sampled my stuff, and you never sued them or anything, and lost a lot of money. Here, this time they're going to pay us." So she said, "Do you know what the deal is?" I said, "Actually, I don't." She said, "If they sell 1 million records, they give us $5,000. So I said, "Well, that's $5,000 more than I have right now. And they're not going to sell 1 million records. They're going to sell 5 million records. Then I'm going to get $25,000, which I would really like to have." And she said, "Well, I don't want to do it." I said, "I'm begging you to do it." I said, "I never asked you for anything before." She said, "All right, I'll do it, but you're really getting robbed." And I said, "Yeah, okay." So it came out. It did sell 5 million albums. And there you go. But they started it, and so later on, a few years later, somebody sent me an email and said, "Is that you singing on Jay-Z's album?" I said, "I really doubt it." "What song is it?" And I said, I don't know, like Love's Theme or something like that. I said, "Oh, you're confusing me with Barry White." So then they wrote back again and said, "No, the name of the song is Soon You'll Understand." And I went, "Oh, that sounds familiar." I said, What is that? "That's part of a lyric that I wrote in a song for a movie. It was a love theme for The Landlord." And I went, "Oh, it's not Love's Theme, it's Love Theme." So then I went to the store and I bought Jay-Z's album, but I made sure no one saw me do it. And I took it home, and he had sampled my record. Now the weirdest thing of all is that this is one of the whitest songs I ever wrote in my life. And it's a ballad. So he sped it up. And nowadays there's technology, so you can speed something up without changing the pitch. But no, he didn't do that. He sped it up. And I sound like a chipmunk on his record. Because I'm singing, I am, I'm singing on his record like a chipmunk. Like that. Because he sped it up. So I said, well, this is really terrific. And I said, but this guy sells a lot of records. So then I got a pretty big check. But it was for the sampling. And like the Beastie Boys, he had to also pay me for using my record, my original record. So he paid for using the song and the publishing, but then another payment had to be made for that. So I went to the record company and I said, I didn't get paid for him using the record. And they said, okay, we'll get on that. And then they called me back a few weeks later and they said, so we brought that to his attention. He said, sue me. And that's how they beat you in the music business, especially the record companies. They say, well, sue us. And they have a whole floor of lawyers, as Jay-Z does. And so your suit comes in, and they keep it going so long that you can't afford to pay your lawyer anymore, and they win. And that's how they win. So I only got half the money from Jay-Z, but he sold so many records, it was like getting a lot of money. It was actually, it was more than the Beastie Boys then. So that was good too. And I'm telling this because we're playing what song? Ah, Flute Thing, yeah. Okay. Sorry, you know how it is. I'm 70, but I don't do speed, if that's what you're thinking. This is just how I am. Okay, so here we go. Now, we have we've been playing this for many years, and the arrangement has changed a little bit. So, you know, the song is originally called Flute Thing, but now it's sort of evolved, and now it's called the Funky Flute Thing. Thank you. Yeah, we just got off. This is like currently my biggest song in terms of earnings. And the reason why is somebody else recorded it. And so I have to play this song all the time. And so, you know, years have passed, and I'm so tired of playing this song. So for the last, I would say, 14 months, we haven't played it. And nobody, you know, said, I want my money back or anything. And I have a fantasy that after I die, that they'll figure out how to put a couple of pins in the back of your head that could project a video on a screen behind you of what you're thinking at that moment. And that lead singers in rock groups would have to have that when they play a show. And like their biggest song, I'll tell you what you would see on the screen is them trying to remember if they sent their clothes out to the laundry. But because we haven't played this in 14 months, it's going to be interesting, A, to see if we remember it, and B, how it sounds, really. So, here we go. Wish us luck. One, two, three, four, five, six. Thank you. we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with a couple of surprises for you. To do for years, and it was very tough to do because as I get older, I have no patience for record labels. So it's very it's very tough, and also I really felt. An obligation to Michael to do it, and I didn't see anybody try to do it other than myself, so I had to finish it and get it done. And so of course the record company pressed 10,000 copies for America, and they sold right out, and then for 6 weeks there was nothing to buy in the stores. You know, really talented people working at record companies. And then they, you know, so they pressed up the next batch, and I didn't even want to know how many it was. Because I didn't want to lose my temper again. So last year, while we were doing that, we played a few tribute shows to Michael Bloomfield tribute shows, and this is one of the places we played last year. So, for the second half of the show,
let's do it again.
So, allow me to bring out the best Mike Bloomfield doppelganger, and also my best friend, Jimmy Vivino. Thank you. Jay Valino.
City with Al today, and then I realized as I was driving up with him, he really must be my best friend. we just had a great time, and I remembered that how many times we saved each other's lives. Him more than me, but you know, he was like a big brother, always looking out for me. In fact, closer to me in a lot of ways than immediate family, and taught me the difference between rye breads and important things. and we meet less than we used to, but it seems like time is getting closer and closer now. So happy birthday, man, and see you next year. It's always great. I mean, we're really lucky to have a big tour, 3 days this time, so that's big for us. And I hit the highway again.
Hang on a second, you guys. I got a little problem.
Can I help, brother?
No. Okay.
Thank you.
So he goes to see God and he says, do you see these two guys here? Do you want to let them into heaven? He said, well, it doesn't really matter. This is heaven. Everyone is welcome. And yes, I would like to let them in. Go tell them. He said, okay. And 5 minutes later, St. Peter comes back and he says, they're gone. He says, you mean the two hip-hop gentlemen? He says, no, the pearly gates. Okay, I'm done.
We're all done.
Oh, okay.
We would be remiss to not do one for Levon, especially up here in Ulster. I was doing Ulster County anyway, but not. Al and I have been in Ulster County before, the two of us. But this is for our good friend and dear brother.
Thank you.
Normally,
thank you. Sundays,
or Saturdays in some communities, or Friday nights, the book comes out, be it the Bible, the Torah, or Playboy magazine. Back, remember when there was Playboy magazine? You guys remember anyway. Oh man, what an old reference. Wow. Who knew about airbrushing and stuff? They just looked great to me, you know. And the articles, really, that's what we bought it for. But really, this is the word tonight, and this has been the word for me since I first heard it, and it's a different word, but it sure was a different word in 1965, if you look at everything else that was being said. Are you ready?
Almost.
Then count it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I just have to button my jacket a little.
Because it's a windy ride.
Yeah, this is so exciting. One, two, oh, one, two.
You're bound to fall.
precious gifts and things. You better take your diamond ring. You better.
Jimmy Bolivar.